www.attableague.com, the revival of Iman.
ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا أنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يراه ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يراه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara, beyond human comprehension. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, a'azam min kulli azim, ajal min kulli jaleel. Greater than anything with greatness, more majestic than anything with majesty, more powerful than anything with power, more mighty than anything with might, more glorious than anything with glory. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ He is the ilah of the heavens, He is the ilah of the earth. لَهُمَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth belongs to Allah. Every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe, Allah خالق كل شيء. Allah is the creator of every shay. What is shay? Mufassirin explained. مَا سِوَ اللَّهِ Everything besides Allah is makhluq. Everything besides Allah is created. Whatever shape or form it takes, how insignificant it may appear, or how prominent it may appear, whether it's an ant or whether it is Jibreel alayhi salam, whether it's a speck of dust or whether it's the desert, whether it's a pebble or stone or whether it's the mountain, whether it's a droplet of water, whether it is the raging ocean, whether it is a wisp of air, or whether it's a hurricane or tornado. Makhluq, created, whatever shape, whatever form, however it appears, from whatever direction it may be coming. Quran's unequivocal, indelible decision, Allah says, that which is makhluq, created, la yamlikun, لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا. It cannot benefit, cannot harm, cannot live, cannot die, cannot be resurrected except with the permission, qudrat, will, irada of one Allah. One Allah alone is doing, one Allah alone is controlling. The kuffar of Makkah, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Arabs were very, very carried away on this concept or idea of lineage. Each one could tell you, I'm the son of so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, who's the son of so-and-so. And it would go back many generations. So they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, make bayan, expound, elucidate, explain. What is the lineage of Allah? What is Allah's lineage? Immediately Jibreel is sent with the surah of the Qur'an. Mufassirin refer to this surah, they say this is thuluthul Qur'an. One third of the Qur'an, one surah. Two explanations ulama give for this. One, if this surah is recited three times, one will get the reward of reciting the entire Qur'an. The other explanation, Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam throughout the ages, their mission consisted of three basic concepts: Tawheed, Risalat, Akhirat. The conviction in the oneness of Allah, the Risalat of the Nabi, the Yaqeen and conviction of Akhirat. One third of the mission of Anbiya was Tawheed, the Mazmoon, the subject matter of this entire surah is Tawheed. This is why Thuluthul Quran, one third of the Quran. What is the lineage of Allah? Jibreel is said, Qul, tell them. Allah introduces Himself. This name Allah is a name Allah has given Himself. Hu Allah, tell them He is Allah. Qul hu Allahu Ahad. Ahad. Normally this word Ahad, we translate it as one. However, the reality is that translation doesn't do justice to this concept of Ahad. If there's one, there can be two. Like the Christians say, Thalithu Thalatha, three is one. Ahad doesn't mean one. What is the reality of Ahad? Laysa ka mithlihi shay. There is nothing that is like Allah. Qul hu Allahu Ahad. Allahu Samad. Allah is Samad. Independent. Qaim bi zatihi is only Allah. Existing of His own accord is only Allah. Besides Allah, everything else, its existence is dependent on Allah. Samad, la yasta'inu bi shay, He doesn't take help from anything. La yahtaju ila shay, Allah is not in need of anything. La yanfa'uhu shay, nothing benefits Allah. La yadurruhu shay, nothing harms Allah. La yakhfa alayhi shay, nothing is concealed from Allah. Qabla kulli shay, Allah is before everything. Ba'da kulli shay, Allah is after everything. Fawqa kulli shay, Allah is above everything. Yumitu kulla shay, will give death to everything. Khaliqu kulli shay, Allah is the creator of everything. Alimun bi kulli shay, Allah has knowledge of everything. Khabirun bi kulli shay, Allah is aware of everything. Latifun bi kulli shay, Allah exhibits His kindness towards everything. Laysa kamithlihi shay, and there is nothing that is like Allah. Allah's greatness, this is wara'ul wara, this puny human intellect. What is the brain? Brain is a piece of flesh. 100 billion nerve cells interconnected. In reality, a piece of flesh. Allah's tajalli directed upon it. And what happens? The piece of flesh suddenly has the capacity of memory, consciousness, perception, kindness, affection, revenge, ambition, desire. An ocean of emotions Allah creates in a piece of flesh. This brain, sometimes Eid al-Adha, Qurbani time, must look at the sheep brain. Sheep brain, New Zealand, there's a lot of sheep. What they say, 10 to 1. Allah knows best what the number is. But the sheep brain and the human brain look very similar. Sometimes they make what they call sheep brain curry, beja curry, or a beja curry. Very tasty. You give the children, if you don't tell them what it is, they'll eat. Tell them what it is, they don't want to look at it also. But the sheep brain and human brain look similar. Yet such capacity Allah has kept in the brain of this human being. It is said, if the nerve fibers of the brain of one human being have to be opened from this masjid, make a rope, take it to the moon, around the moon, it will come back to this masjid. 580,000 kilometers long is the nerve fibers of the brain of one human being. And each millimeter of those nerve fibers contains the retentive capacity of more than 18 supercomputers put together. Such a brain Allah has given this human being. Yet in his lifespan, the human being only uses 5 or 6% of his brain. Einstein, when they exhumed his brain, they found he had used 11.2% of his brain. Why such a brain? If you're only going to use 5 or 6%, the other 94% is sleeping. Why did Allah give this insan such a brain? Ulama say in Jannah, Allah will open the brain 100%. 100% so that he can experience the ecstasy and the enjoyment to his capacity in Jannah. But the reality, the brain of this insan, the intellect is limited, mahdood. That which is limited can never comprehend his zat and being that is unlimited. What do we have at our disposal to describe Allah? Words. Words are made up of letters. Alif, ba, ta, tha, A, B, C, D, whatever language. These are words, letters. We form an alphabet. We use this to describe Allah, but this is makhluk. Words, letters, alphabet is makhluk. That which is makhluk can never ever do justice to describing Khaliq. But we are majboor. We don't have a choice. We find expressions in the books of Aqeedah, Qadimun bila ibtida, Daimun bila intiha. Allah was forever. Allah will be forever. What is forever? If you analyze this word forever, what does it mean? Very, 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 very long period of time. What is the reality? Allah is above time. Allah has created time. La yahwihi makan, la yashtamilu alayhi zaman. Allah is free of space. Allahu Akbar. I am sitting in front of you, I'm occupying space. You are sitting here, you're occupying space. Allah is there, Allah exists, yet Allah does not occupy space. Allah has created space. Allah has created shape. Allah has created form. Allah has created color. Allah has created direction. Allah Himself is spark, is pure of all this. Allah is Rabb of all this. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib. Rabbul Mashriqain wa Rabbul Maghribain. Rabbul Mashariq wa Rabbul Magharib. Rabbul Samawati Saba wa Rabbul Arshil Azim. East, west, north, south, above, below. أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Turn in any direction and you will see the jalwa of Allah. Allah is Rabb. لَا يَشْتَمِنُ عَلَيْهِ زَمَانِ. Allah is free of the constraints, of the restrictions of time. Time is Allah's makhluk. Past tense, present tense, future tense, 1,000 years ago, now, 1,000 years from now, that is for you and I. Allah is free of all this. Ashab al-Kahf, those youngsters, they took refuge in the cave, they went to sleep. When they woke up, a conversation ensued. How long did we sleep? How long can a person sleep? Nowadays you see youngsters, they can sleep very long. But then too, how long can a person sleep? 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours? Head will pain, back will pain, side will pain. You need to relieve yourself. وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. They started talking. How long did we sleep? Someone said one day. Someone said a portion of one day. What was the reality? وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ 300 سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعًا. They slept for 309 years. What was astonishing, that youngster, hypothetically, that went to sleep at the age of 15, wakes up 309 years later, his age is not 324, his age is still 15. Why outside the cave the clock ticked, inside the cave Allah stopped time.
إذ قال الله يا عيسى إني متوفيك ورافعك إلي ومطهرك من الذين كفروا وجاعل الذين اتبعوك فوق الذين كفروا إلى يوم القيامة ثم إلي مرجعكم فأحكم بينكم فيما كنتم فيه تختلفون. عيسى عليه السلام الله raised him up. وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم. They did not kill him nor did they crucify him. The affair was mixed up for them. He was raised up. More than 6 centuries passed. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sent. Another 14 centuries have passed. How much more will pass? Qurbusa Allah only knows best. More than 2,000 years have passed. Isa alayhi salam will be brought back down. When he was taken up, his age was 33. When he comes back, his age will still be 32. Allah controls time. Time is Allah's makhluk, the tick, tick, tick of the clock. Allah's makhluk, you and I, we have been constrained, restricted, confined, controlled by time. We have been tested by time. How many places in the Quran Allah takes qasam and oath on time? The aspects of time, wal fajr, by the oath of the daybreak, wa subhi idha tanaffas, by the oath of the dawn as it takes a breath, wa layli idha yasr, by the oath of the night as it passes, wa layli idha yaghsha, by the oath of the night as its darkness envelops, wa nahari idha tajalla, by the oath of the day as it lights up, wa al-asr, by the oath of time. Allah doesn't need to take oath. Sometimes we are having a discussion or conversation, the person doesn't believe, then you take an oath. You try to emphasize your speech with an oath. Allah's kalam, Allah introduces His kalam, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِي, there's no doubt in it. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصَلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ كِتَابٌ أُحْكِمَتْ آيَاتُهُ ثُمَّ فُصِّلَتْ مِنْ لَدُنْ حَكِيمٍ خَبِيرٍ وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. How many places? أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. How many places Allah attests in the Quran, this Quran is haq, to doubt one letter of it is kufr. Allah doesn't need to take qasam and oaths. This is Allah's shafqat, Allah's kindness, Allah's compassion. How many oaths? Not only on time, aspects of time, those creations of Allah, or those portents of Allah's creation that bring time into existence and by which time is measured, Allah takes oath on them also. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى. By the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. All these oaths and qasams for what? To conscientize this human being. That know and understand, not only is gold and silver and diamonds valuable, not only is rands and dollars valuable, more valuable than that, more valuable than the material things of this world is time. Time is a precious possession, time is a gift which Allah has given. And time is that ajeeb makhluk of Allah. You sit in a car, you press the accelerator, what happens? It goes forward. Anything, apply energy, aeroplane, ship, whatever. Apply energy, it moves forward. Time is not moving forward. Hasan Basri rahimahullah, how he puts it beautifully. He says, Al-mautu ma'qudun binawasikum. Mort and death has caught you by a forelock. Wad dunya tutwa mi waraikum. And your life in this world is being wrapped up behind you. Time is not advancing, time is receding. Time is not a gain, the movement of time is not a gain, the movement of time is a loss. This is one of the greatest deceptions that human beings have fallen into. This concept or idea that the movement of time is a gain. The movement of time is not a gain, it's a loss. The time that moves is not coming back. Every day at daybreak, Yabna Adam, the day calls out. The day calls out, Yabna Adam. Inni khalqun jadeed, wa ana fima ta'mal fiya gadan alayka shaheed. Fa'mal fiya mastata'ta min khayr. Fa inni in zahabtu, lan arji ilaykum abada. That, O Ibn Adam, I am a new creation of Allah, new day is dawn. وَأَنَا فِي مَا تَعْمَلْ فِيَّ غَدًا عَلَيْكَ الشَّهِيدِ. And how you will utilize me? How you will utilize this day that Allah has given you? The day says to you, tomorrow I will be a witness in your favor or a plaintiff against you. How did you utilize this day? فَعْمَلْ فِيَّ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. So what does the day say to you? Populate me with good. Utilize this time correctly. Why? Why? إِنِّي إِنْ ذَهَبْتُ لَنْ أَرْجِي إِلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. Because once I'm gone, I'm never coming back. The gold you lose, your gold, you want to protect it? Put it in a safe deposit box. Lock it up in a safe, hide it away. Your excess dollars, you want to hide from the tax man, put it under your mattress. Your wealth, conserve it, hide it away. But where are you going to lock up time? That tick, tick, tick of the clock, how are you going to stop it? That which Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala says, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنِ أَفَلَا تَرَوْنِ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. He says, why don't you observe the movement of day and night? That inexorable, incessant motion that Quran encapsulates in the expression يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ. Day is being wrapped up by night, night is being wrapped up by day. Day follows night, night follows day, and what happens? Like a block of ice, inexorably melting in the sun. The seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years of our lives in this world are slipping away. يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ. Every new thing is made old. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ. Every distant thing is brought near. It seems only yesterday the child was born. Parents in their adulation, in their joy, in their happiness. Father is holding the child, mother is holding the child. Envisaging in their mind's eye the day my child will graduate, the day my child will get married, the day my child will achieve certain milestones. It seems almost like it was yesterday. How quickly does the time not pass? يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ. Every distant thing is brought near. That youngster with the gold necklace, with the Ray-Bans on, spent hours and hours in the gym, pumping iron, taking this steroid and that formula to build up his abs and his muscles. He stands in front of the mirror, he's looking from this direction, that direction, admiring himself, cleaning himself. Like one of our elders says, one the other day, he was passing one place, he noticed gents beauty parlor. Gents beauty parlor. You can understand women's beauty parlor. Gents beauty parlor. The sahaba, to hear something like that, they'll turn over in their graves. Jab na karne ke kaam, jab karne ke kaam nahi karenge, to phir na karne ke kaam. If the ummah will not do what it is supposed to do, it will do what it is not supposed to do. Admiring this side, that side. That young girl, she thinks she's the Zulekha of the time. The bloom of her cheeks were compared to the bloom of roses. The twinkling of her eyes to the twinkling of stars. She stands in front of the mirror looking from this direction, looking for that from that direction. How quickly does the time not pass? وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. That which Allah says, how quickly does the time not pass? What Botox treatment, what cosmetics, what facial surgery, what plastic surgery treatment are you going to use and utilize to delay the onset of time? How are you going to stop the clock? It'll just be a few years, few moons will pass. And that same youngster, you bring the mirror in front of him, he won't want to look at it also. That young woman won't want to look at her own reflection. That which Quran says, وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. those whom we take to an old age, those whom we give life, longevity in this world, nunakissu fil khalq, we will bring a reverse in your creation. Constant reminder Allah is giving. Kullu man alayha fan. Everything in this world is temporary. That Allah who created this dunya, before creating it, already passed His decision, mentioned in the Quran, وَإِنَّا لَجَعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا سَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. We will destroy everything. This world was created to be destroyed. It will not remain. It is ephemeral. It is temporary. It is a passing phase. It is a sign of the lack of intelligence of this insan that he will attach his heart to this temporary world. That he will make the focus of his effort this temporary world. The clock of life is ticking. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, every distant thing is being brought near. وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. What is this clock doing? What is this time doing? يَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. Every promise of Allah will be made a reality. What promise? وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. There is a promised time, the time of mort, the time of death. There has been in the annals of history groups of people that have rejected the existence of Allah, na'uzu billah, agnostics, atheists. There have been those that have rejected the risalat of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. There has even been a group that has rejected the existence of the world. He said nothing exists, everything is going on in the mind. But there has never been any group that has rejected more than death. Inescapable reality, that which Allah refers to as yaqeen. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Rabb until yaqeen. The absolute conviction, absolute certainty that no one can deny more. And yet, Ali radiallahu ta'ala, how you to say beautifully, al-maut, laysa minhu al-fawt. Death, there is no escaping. In akamtum lahu akhadakum. If you will oppose it will overtake you. It will overpower you. In fararatum minhu, if you run from it, adrakakum, it will find you. And sometimes you hear foolish statements. Person says, I escaped from the jaws of death. Doesn't realize that death did not bear its claws. Because if death bears its claws, there's no question of escaping. وَإِذَا الْمَنِيَّةُ أَنْشَبَتْ أَطْفَارَهَا أَلْفَيْتَ كُلَّ تَمِيمَةٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ. When mort and death will bear its claws, there is no extension. وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Allah says there is a promised time. When that time comes, there will not be 1 second's extension. That is the reality. And unfortunately, we are living in what? We are living in a surreal existence. Janaza comes and goes, we think it's somebody else's janaza. Go right up to the graveyard. I remember a few years ago, I was sitting in i'tikaf. One brother, late at night, 1-2 in the morning, mashallah, big size like me, Pakistani brother, he came. He says, Mawlana, I want to ask you one question. I said, what? He says, when we were little boys, when we were youngsters, we used to go to the Qabristan, we used to look at the grave, see the black hole in the ground, see the insects walking around. If we attended one janaza, he says, for weeks after that, we couldn't sleep at night. If somebody put the light off, we got afraid. He says, now I observe, the janaza is being lowered into the grave and someone's cell phone is ringing, musical ringtone. Someone is clinching the deal, asking why his container hasn't been delivered. Someone is buying one parcel, selling one parcel, while the janazah is being lowered into the ground. As if that is something unreal, and what I am doing is real. That is not the reality, what I am doing is the reality. He says, what has caused this? What has desensitized us like this? That this reality of mort and death is no longer a reality to us. So I said, you tell me what has caused this. Ordinary person, not an alim, not a scholar, but what an ajeeb answer he gives. He says, Maulana, I think it is the TV and the shaitan box that has done this. We are living, you see, intelligent people sitting in front of the shaitan box. Intelligent people. Doctor, lawyer, professor, engineer, has got a list of degrees a mile long. Intelligent people, some actor or movie star dies on the screen because according to the script you're supposed to die, this person is cheering and crying. And next week looking at the same movie star in another movie. What Allah says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَىٰ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَىٰ فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, why don't you look at those people who have made their passions and their desires their khuda and their god? وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. Despite having knowledge, Allah has deviated them. Allah has placed a seal over their hearing, over their mind, over their heart. فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Now besides Allah, who is going to guide them? Those shaitan boxes, instruments of zina, have polluted the homes of the ummah. People outwardly with dindari are sitting hours in front of that. Bhai, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm chilling, relaxing. Novels, frivolous novels, hours and hours. What are you doing? I'm passing the time. Allahu Akbar. Passing the time as if the time has no value. Man, what guzar raha? Passing the time, whiling away the time as if you're going to get it back. Can you place a price tag on the time? This life is an amanat. This time in this world is an amanat that Allah has given. Have we considered how many systems Allah has put into place for each breath of air that we are taking? The level of oxygen in the atmosphere, 21%. It's not a sealed atmosphere. It's open, yet 21% level of oxygen. Because that is conducive to the respiratory system of this human being. If the oxygen had to increase 2% to 23%, the number of accidental fires would increase 700 times. If it had to go up to 25%, besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between would be burnt to ashes. Locked at 21%, where's the funnel, where's the regulator? 6 or 7 billion insan. What does Allah say in the Quran? Alam tarau, anna Allah sakhara lakum ma fi samawati وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. Allah says, why don't you see, why don't you observe, why don't you ponder, why don't you reflect? The manner in which Allah has subjugated everything in the heavens, everything in the earth. For who? For this insan. سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ. Allah says, everything in the heavens and the earth is working for you. Allah has subjugated it for you. Perhaps 14 centuries ago, the relevance of these verses, they didn't fully comprehend it. What does it mean when Allah says, everything in the heavens, everything in the earth is working for insan? Just take this one aspect that human beings are breathing in and out. How is it oxygen is locked at 21%? Allah has put the leaves of every tree into the service of this insan. That leaf is green in color. The sand is brown. The water is colorless. The branch of the tree is brown or some other color. How is it that the leaf becomes green? Where's the green paint? Where's the green dye? Who came and painted it green? It needs to be green to carry out the function and task it is carrying out. This is why Allah has made it green. What is happening inside that leaf? A chemical process is taking place called photosynthesis. What is that leaf doing? The light of the sun. The light of the sun, if it is divided into 200 million parts, one part only is reaching the earth. One particular wavelength, frequency of light, passes through the ozone layer. It strikes the leaf. A chemical process takes place. That tiny leaf is producing oxygen. Allah has put the sun into your service. Allah has put the environment into your service. Allah has put the wind into your service. Allah has put every leaf of every tree into your service. So that the leaf replaces the oxygen. What is this human being doing? When he breathes in, what does he breathe in? Oxygen, which is pure. What does he contribute? What does he breathe out? Carbon dioxide, which is impure. He takes in pure, gives out poison. Takes in pure, gives out poison. This earth is not still. This earth is spinning. They say the earth is round. Sometimes you look at a lizard on top, you think the lizard is upside down. In fact, you are upside down. This earth is round, it's spinning at the speed of 1,000 kilometers an hour. One movement. Second movement, the earth is moving outwards. 65,000 miles, 108,000 kilometers an hour. Spinning 1,000 kilometers an hour. Moving outwards at 108,000 kilometers an hour. How is it that you are stable? How many places Allah says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادَ أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارَ هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولَ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ. How many places Allah says, observe this earth. We made it qarar, we made it stable. We subjugated it for you, we put it into your service. We made it a container that contains your living and your dead. Ask ourselves this question, did Allah put this earth in our service so that we commit zina on it? So that we walk towards the dens of haram on it? So that we violate the commands of Allah on it? For this Allah put the earth into the service of insan. Where is the justice? Where is the justice? Where is the appreciation of Allah's favor? Earth is spinning 1,000 kilometers an hour, moving outwards 108,000 kilometers an hour. There is a third motion. There is a third motion that this earth is doing. What is the third motion? It is tilting on its axis. 23 degrees 5 minutes one side, 23 degrees 5 minutes the other side. What's happening because of this tilting? Four seasons are coming to existence. Waves of the ocean are coming to existence. Waxing and waning of the moon is coming into existence. And more importantly, the winds are coming into existence. Each time you breathe in oxygen, you breathe out carbon dioxide. If it were not for this third motion, this tilting of the earth, then the carbon dioxide, the poison that you breathed out would have got stuck in front of you. Breathe out once, second time, third time, eventually you will suffocate in your own breath. Third motion, Allah has put into the earth to take the poison away from you. The leaves of the trees are interacting with the light of the sun to reproduce the oxygen. How much of oxygen are you breathing in? A human being, on average day, in a 24-hour cycle, breathes in and out 20,000 times. Take a tasbih one day and count. Subconsciously, plus minus, 20,000 times we are breathing in and out. How much oxygen are we taking in? 8,000 liters of oxygen every day. Imagine if you had to pay for it. 8,000 liters of oxygen, how much are you going to pay? What will happen? 8,000 liters of oxygen breathing in every day. What is inside? The lungs of this human being. The lungs have 150 million air sacs. Each lung, 150 million air sacs. If it had to be stretched out, it will fill an entire football field. 50 billion tubes are transporting 10,000 liters of blood every day to the lungs. Where did this intelligence come from that to purify your blood you need to bathe it in oxygen? Did your mother tell you? Your father tell you? Did your grandfather tell you? Did Darwin tell you? Where did it come? Where did this knowledge come from? Prior to your existence, it's such a complex system. How many balances, counterbalances are to be in place for the internal respiratory system to work? Everything outside you working. How many balances Allah has put into place? Consider that and then look at the verse of the Quran. Alam taro anna Allaha sakhkhara lakum ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Why don't you look at the manner in which Allah has subjugated everything? The sun is working for you. The moon is working for you. The atmosphere is working for you. The trees are working for you. The land is working for you. Within yourself, this entire respiratory system is working for you. وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. Allah says, I am raining down my ni'mats upon you. I am raining down my bounties upon you. Apparent and hidden. Which of the bounties of your Allah are you going to deny? All this put into place for you to breathe in and breathe out. How valuable is this life? Each breath of air that you are breathing out, wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, is shouting out to you, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, inna lihada al-khalqi khaliq, there is a creator of this. Has Allah put all this into existence in vain, without purpose? أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah says, Allah is asking you, think, all this in your service with no purpose, عَبَث, وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ, and you will not return back to Allah. And you will not have to give account in the court of Allah. Is this time so meaningless? Is this life so meaningless? That hours and hours in front of that shaitan box, what you're doing by? I'm passing the time. Whiling away the time as if it has no value. People are celebrating. Like the poet says, Inna lanafrahu bil ayyami naqta'uha. Inna lanafrahu bil ayyami naqta'uha wa kullu yawmin madha yudni min al ajali fa'mal li nafsika qabla al mawt mujtahidan fa inna al ribha wal khusran fi al amali nujaddid sururan bil hilal idha bada wa ma hiya illa al sayf lil hatf yantadhi idha tamma al aam fa hiya kinayatun wa tarjumatun an shatr umrin qad inqada. He says, foolish insan, understand, time is receding. Time is not advancing. You are celebrating the passage of time. Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha. Kulla yawmin madha. Every passing day is taking you closer to your maut, taking you closer to that time when you will have to meet Allah. A few years back, I went to one relative's house. I asked him, by where are you coming from? He says, I came from a birthday party. I said, how old was the person? He says, 60 years of age. 60 years and still celebrating. One wonders how you're going to fit 60 candles on the cake. And the respiratory system, nowadays people are smoking, and what were they doing? Respiratory system of a 60-year-old man, when he tries to blow out the 60 candles, whether he'll get blown out first, or the candles will get blown out. That also is doubtful. And yet people are celebrating. Celebrating what? Is it a gain? Have we gained something? Unfortunately, we have become that blind jamaat, walad dalin amin. Who behind the forces of batil, whatever they tell us to do, samayana watan. Somebody has a party. Why? What happened? Why are you having a party? He said, I lost $100,000. So they say, have you lost your marbles? Pagal ho gaya. You lost $100,000 and you're having a party, you're celebrating. Exactly like that. What is a birthday? What is New Year? A cause of celebration? That is a wake-up call, a reminder. Ibrat, wake-up call. One more year has passed. One more milestone. One more peg. One more tick on the calendar of your life. Where are you going? Where are you going? Fudayl bin Ayaz rahimullah meets one person. Kam ata alaykum min umrik, oh my brother, how old are you? He says, Situna sana, 60 years of age. He says, Mundu sitina sana, tasiru ila rabbik, yushiku an tasil. He says, my brother, for the last 60 years you are on a train, a journey of life. Don't you think the time to reach your destination has come near? Is not that moment coming nearer inexorably? That day which Quran tells us about again and again, day, yom. We heard tonight in the Taraweeh Salah also. اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. A day is coming. Allah says يوم ترونها. You will see that day. Every pregnant woman will abort her child. Every breastfeeding woman will abandon her child. You will see on that day people will appear to be drunk. They will not be drunk, but the fear of Allah's azab will make them appear like that. Yawmul Sidq, Yawmul Najat, Yawmul Halak, Yawmul Bawar, Yawmul Jannah, Yawmul Nar, Yawmul Wail, Yawmul Fawz, Yawmul Khusran, Yawmul Fawzan, Yawmul Haqqa, يوم الطامة الكبرى يوم القارعة إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا إن يوم الفصل ميقاتهم أجمعين ذلك يوم مشهود مالك يوم الدين أنذرهم يوم الحسرة. How many places? يوم 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 يأتي لا تكلم نفس إلا بإذنه. Allah says when that day comes no one will speak also. خشعت الأصوات يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون. No one will speak. Total silence. Day is coming. أنذرهم يوم الآزفة. Somewhere Allah says يوم الآزفة. What is آزفة? This Arabic expression, azifa, 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 it means something that has already come. It has already come, it is on our heads. Innahum yarawnahu ba'ida. Innahum yarawnahu ba'ida. Allah says, you think it is very far away. Wa narahu qareeba. We are telling you it is very, very near. It is very, very near. It's on your head. Anzirin nas, anzirin nas. Yawma yateehimul azab. Allah says, warn them, tell them the day is coming. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. Every human relationship will break down. Such is the alam of khawf of that day. Such is the shiddat of that day. The day when? What day? What day? The day when we will have to stand in front of Allah. مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُحَاذِرُهُ رَبُّهُ مُحَاذَرًا. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, each one of you, without exception, لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّا وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَتَرَكْتُمْ مَا خَوَّلْنَاكُمْ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِكُمْ. Verse upon verse upon verse upon verse in the Quran, Allah describes that day. The day is coming, the day is coming, the day is coming. We are concerned about what? Financial prosperity. Concerned about the future financial stability of our children. Worried about what investments we are leaving behind. Worried about what we have kept for a rainy day. Worried about whether we are getting service delivery from our governments. Worried about all these considerations. Ask ourselves the question, my respected brothers. When the angel of death will stand in front of us. When that crunch moment comes. When that crunch times comes. At that time, whether we got service delivery, or whether we have 5 or 10 investments, or whether we're driving a Mercedes-Benz or a Toyota, or whether we got 1 business or 10 business, what will the value of that be? What will the value of that be? My Nabi addressed Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says to him, Umar, tell me, إِذَا كُنْتَ, when that time comes, that you enter into that 2-foot by 4-foot grave. You have gone into the grave. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is addressing Umar. Fattan al-qabr. The test of the qabr will come. Malakan, Munkar wa Nakir. Malakan, Aswadan, Azraqan. Look at the detailed description that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives. He says the test of the qabr will come. Munkar and Nakir, two angels. Their complexion will be pitch black. Their eyes will be bright blue. Their voices will be like thunder. Bolts of lightning will be coming out of their eyes. They will claw the earth with their long nails till they reach you in your grave. In their hands will be an asai stick. What does Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He says, لَوْ اِجْتَمَعَتْ تَقَلَانَ. If the whole of humanity and the whole of jinnat get together to lift this one stick, they will not be able to do so. Yet these two angels will lift it like it is the stick that I am holding in my hand. And they will ask you the questions, Umar. مَنْ رَبُّكْ مَا دِينُكْ مَنْ نَبِيُّكْ. The questions will be put in front of you, Umar. Who is your Rabb? What is your deen? Who is this person? The image of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be brought. Who is Umar? That personality who Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌ لَكَانَ Umar. If there had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. What qurbani, what sacrifice didn't he give? In the khilafat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Islam had spread far and wide. 2,200,000 square miles was the Islamic khilafat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 4,000 jami' masjids had been established. Islam had spread far and wide. Yet, 14 patches on the clothing of Umar. 14 patches on the clothing of Umar. Meat he would eat once a month. His food was coarse, coarse barley bread. Others couldn't even swallow it. Sahaba get together, make a mashwara. Delegations are entering into Islam. Prominent people are entering into Islam. Great rulers are entering into Islam, are coming to Medina daily. And our Amir has patches on his clothing. And the food he is serving is so coarse. Let us show the shan and shokat of Islam. Let us show the awe, the wealth and the opulence of Islam. Suggest to Amir al-Mu'mineen to open up his dastarkhan and to wear better clothes. But who is going to present the suggestion? Who is going to present the suggestion? They knew the temperament of Umar. They didn't know what kind of reaction they would receive. So they said, never mind, what we'll do is we'll send the mothers of the believers. النَّبِيُّ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ. Allah says, the right of the Nabi over you is more than your own life. The right of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over you is more than your own life. And the wives of my Nabi are your mothers. Aisha, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our mother. Hafsa, the daughter of Umar, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These two are prepared. They go to Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen, we have a suggestion. What is the suggestion? Open up the dastarkhan. Wear such clothes, yuhabu fihi manzaruk. Mentioned in the riwayat that when someone looks at you, they are overtaken with awe at the shan and shokat of Islam. Wear such clothes. Yughda alayk wa yurahu alayk bi jafnatin min al-ta'am. Ta'kul anta wa man ma'ak. Open up the dastarkhan, show the wealth of Islam. Morning and evening, let the delegations eat. You also eat. Umar asked them, who put you up to this? Whose suggestion was this? Whose suggestion was this? They said, tell us your reaction first, then we will tell you. Tell us your reaction first. Umar with tears in his eyes, he addresses them. He says, you people are the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you are the mothers of the believers. You have a right over the ummah, you have a right over me also. But tell me, he addresses them. No one was closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam than you. Tell me, was there 10 days? Was there 5 days? Was there even 3 days that consecutively my Nabi ate stomach full? 23 years of Nubuwwat, 8,156 days. Was there 3 consecutive days that my Nabi ate stomach full? First question, Umar. With tears in their eyes, they said, Umar, there was not one occasion like that in 23 years. Not one occasion like that. Then Umar asked, turning to his daughter Hafsa, tell me, what was the best food that my Nabi ate in your house? What was the best food that my Nabi ate in your house? Hafsa responds, she says, that there was one container, pot, what we call in Urdu, tilchat, the remnants remained in the bottom of the pot. She says, I scraped it. Whatever ghee or whatever remnants there was in the bottom of the pot, I scraped it. I took a piece of bread and I heated it with this ghee, melted it a little bit, coarse bread, and I presented it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says, this was the best meal he had ever eaten in my life. Hafsa, tell me about the night when you tried to make the bedding of my Nabi more comfortable than what it was. She said, we had a cloth. In the day it would be a dastarkhan, the same cloth, at night was the mattress. Because it was so thin, one night I decided to turn it over one more level to give Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam a little more comfort. My Nabi, when he woke up, he addressed me and he said, Hafsa, Athanaytil Mihad, did you turn the cloth over? Did you make the mattress, turn it one level over? Did you try to make it softer? She said, yes. He said, Hafsa, I am the slave of Allah. My nights are spent talking to Allah. Mali walid dunya, what is there for me in this dunya? Like this incident upon incident of the austerity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where everything was given, everything was placed on the mantle of qurbani and sacrifice with one purpose, one object, one cry: how this ummah can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. He kept himself on such a level of faqa. Ulama say, wulida yatiman وَعَاشَ فَقِيرًا وَمَاتَ مِسْكِينًا صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was born an orphan. He lived the life of a faqir. And he passed away a miskeen. Ulama say, what is faqir? They say, that person who has sufficient food in his house to last till the evening, that is faqir. And what is miskeen? That person who has nothing in the house. The last night of the life of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, our mother Aisha radiallahu anha says, the thought entered my heart that this perhaps may be the last night of Rasulullah's sojourn in this earth. I wanted to light the lantern. She says, there was no oil in his house to light the lantern. I sent a message to the Ansari neighbor that, Behen, sister, lend me some oil, because I want to light the lantern in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says, the Ansari neighbor lent me the oil. I put the oil into the lantern and I lit the lantern. She says, that was the last night of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world. And she says, it was the first night that the lantern was lit in his home. That home which lit up the lights of hidayat for the entire humanity. The last night only was the first time that the lantern was lit in his home. Someone asked her, Aisha, O mother of the believers, why is it that only on that occasion, she said, whenever we had surplus oil, we would use it for food. Whenever we had surplus oil, we would use it for food. There was never any surplus which could be used to light the lantern. Mata miskina, he died on Maskanat. Umar recounted incident upon incident. And then he said to them, that my example and the example of my two companions, Abu Bakr and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the example of three people that have undertaken a journey. Three people that have undertaken a journey. The first one with austerity, with hardship, with qurbani, reached his destination. The one that came after him followed his example and reached the destination. Now the third person is on the same road. The third person is on the same road. If he will adopt their austerity, if he will adopt their hardship, if he will stay away from the love and attraction of this dunya, then he will reach them. Otherwise he will not be able to reach them. This is that personality who Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enters the masjid, right hand side Abu Bakr, left hand side Umar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam holds the hands of both of them, raises it up and says, "Hakaza nuhsharu yawm al-qiyamah." Exactly like this Allah will raise us on the day of judgment. Basharat upon basharat, glad tidings upon glad tidings. Yet this was the level of qurbani and sacrifice. Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh mentions the riwayat in his Hayatul Sahaba that once Umar, sitting on the member of Masjid an-Nabawi, addresses Sahaba and he says, Inna fi jannati adn. قَصْرٌ لَهُ خَمْسُ مِيَةِ بَابٍ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ بَابٍ خَمْسَةُ آلَافٍ مِنَ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ. That in Jannatul Firdaus, in the highest Jannat, there is a palace that has 500 doors. Each of these doors will have 5,000 of the Hurs of Jannat. A palace with 2.5 million maidens of Jannat. Who has Allah prepared this palace for? Who has Allah prepared this palace for? Lil Nabi. For a Nabi. And he looked at the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, Hani an laka, ya sahiba hadha al-qabr. Mubarak to you, resident of this grave. Walis Siddiq. Allah prepared this palace for a Siddiq. Looked at the grave of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he said, Hani an laka, ya sahiba hadha al-qabr. Mubarak to you, O resident of this grave. And then Umar said, for who else has Allah prepared this palace? For one who will sacrifice his life for the deen of Allah. For one who will sacrifice his life for the deen of Allah. And then Umar thinking to himself, Umar, you are in Medina Munawara. You are in the seat of the Islamic Caliphate. You are protected from every direction. How is your life going to be accepted in the path of Allah? How? Look at the fikr. Look at the concern. Umar, glad tidings upon glad tidings. Yet what did he want? To give everything for deen. Everything for deen. What work didn't Allah take from him? Kamil Shahadat. Kamil Shahadat. 27th of Zul Hijjah. On the Musalla of Masjid An-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Firoz Abu Lulu attacks the Persian. Pierces the dagger into the stomach of Umar. The dagger comes out from the other side. Umar is carried away from the masjid. The next 4 days in and out of consciousness each time. Each time his eyes would open. Each time he would regain consciousness. First question that Umar would ask, has the time for salah come? Has the time for salah come? And he would say, La khadza fil islami liman taraka salah. La khadza fil islami liman taraka salah. There is no share in Islam for the one who does not perform his salah. With an ummah with this type of history, an ummah with this type of illustrious history, where is the excuse? Where is the excuse for the shopkeeper of today to say, my shop was too busy? Or the college student of today to say, I didn't want to take my socks off? Or I was busy with my lectures, or I was busy with my classes. Where is the excuse? When this is the history, when this is the dastan, the legacy of qurbani and sacrifice by which this deen reached us. La hadza fil islami liman. In that state, no share in Islam for the one who does not perform his salah. What shortage was there in the life of Umar? That even in that condition, he had to be concerned about his salah. The hours are slipping away. The time comes near for Umar to leave this world. He's lying with the head in the lap of his son Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma. What does he do? He says to his son, Da' khaddi fil ard. Da' khaddi fil ard. Put my head on the ground. Father is weak. Last gasp, last throes of life. The son is hesitant to do something like that. Places the head on his shin. Umar becomes upset. Wayhaq, Da' khaddi fil ard. Put my face on the ground. Eventually Abdullah bin Umar relents. Places the face of the father on the ground. When Umar's face is put on the ground, he starts rubbing his face, his beard, in the dust of the earth. Waylun laka ya Umar. Waylun laka ya Umar. Illam yaghfir laka rabbuk. Umar, what is going to happen to you? What is going to happen to you if Allah doesn't forgive you? How are you going to give hisab in Allah's court? What is our worry? What is our worry? This is that personality who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, Umar, what is going to happen to you when you will go into that grave in the ground? Munkar and Nakir will come. They will ask you the questions. Umar responds and he says, Ya Rasulallah, will I be conscious then like how I am conscious now? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes. Umar says, Ya Rasulallah, then I have nothing to worry about. Saying this, he goes away. Allah's Rasul says, Umar, come back, come here. Umar comes back. He says, Jibreel has just come and informed me. Allah has sent Jibreel to inform me that when you are placed in the qabr and Munkar and Nakir come, and they ask you the question, Man Rabbuk, Man Nabiyuk, Ma Deenuk, you will respond and you will say to them, Allahu Rabbi Faman Rabbukuma. Allahu Rabbi Faman Rabbukuma. Wa Muhammadun Nabiyyi faman nabiyyukuma wal Islamu deeni fama deenukuma. You will say to them, Allah is my Rabb, who is your Rabb? Islam is my religion, what is your religion? Muhammad is my Nabi, who is your Nabi? They will say, wa ajaba la nadri nahnu ursilna ilayhim anta ursilta ilayna. They will say, how strange this is, we don't know if we were sent to question him or he was sent to question us. That type of yaqeen, that type of conviction, yes. وَيْلٌ لَكَ يَا عُمَرْ إِلَّمْ يَغْفِرْ لَكَ رَبُّكَ. What is going to happen to you, Umar, if Allah doesn't forgive you? That type of qurbani and sacrifice, yet they never ever became complacent. My respected brothers, the clock of our life is ticking. This ummat was given a formula. This ummat was given a nuskha. This ummat was given a prescription. For dunya, for qabr, for akhirat. For the highest echelons of akhirat. And what is that prescription? The day, the night, the fikr, the cry of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar says to the mothers of the believers, my two companions have gone ahead. Only in following that example will I reach my destination. Only in following that example will I reach my destination. If I move away from that, I will never be able to reach my destination. What was the day of Rasul Pak Salaam? What was his night? What was his fikr? What was his cry? My respected brothers, this Tabligh Jamaat is not an organization. This is not a movement. This is not a movement, not some political objective, no. This is a call and a cry that let each one of us become the slave of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let each one of us understand what was the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was Madina Munawwara 14 centuries ago? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah says, O my Nabi, we have sent you as a mercy, as a rahmat for this entire alam. What was the legacy of rahmat and mercy of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for which he tied stones to his stomach, for which three days would pass and he would not eat one morsel of food, for which his daughters were given talaq in public, for which his family members were persecuted and suffered in front of him? What was it for? This darb, this worry, this concern, this compassion for humanity, how one person can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. To learn that responsibility, this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Allah has given us another Ramadan. We don't know if we will live to see another Ramadan. If we have some sort of guarantee, if we have some sort of guarantee next 10, 15 years we're going to be around, we're not addressing you. Those who don't have a guarantee. Those who don't have a guarantee, and wallah, we don't have any guarantee. Those are being addressed, that now is the time to make decision with Allah. Now is the time to put the brakes. Whatever has happened, make tawbah. Now is the time to make decision. First step, our elders are saying to learn our responsibility is we go four months in the path of Allah. Who is ready, inshallah? Those brothers that haven't been. Those that haven't been, these Mubarak nights, Malaika are present, they number more than we number. They are also saying Ameen. The standing up is not a promise, not signing some document. The standing up is dua, it is iltija. We are asking Allah to accept us, to learn the slavery of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Stand up and give our names. Who is ready, inshallah? Four months in the path of Allah. Come and respect.
This year, inshallah, who is ready, inshallah?